So we learned the melach of kosher for a while. On some level, the issue of matir is as relevant, if not more relevant, than kosher. Turn to page 13 on the sources. So the Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yud Zayin Sif Aleph has a line. If you remember, we're talking about that there are three types of ksharim. There are ksharim that are asur min ha-tayra, ksharim which are asur mid-rabbanan, and ksharim that are heter gamur. And the Shulchan Aruch writes that any kesher, that the status of a kesher in terms of tying is the same as the status of a kesher in terms of untying, right? It's like six lines in to the Shulchan Aruch, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, v'chein le'inyan hatarasel, dino kamo le'inyan kshirasel. The untying knots is the same as tying them. Zoso meres, that if it's the knot, that would be an isur d'oraisa to tie. So then it's asur min hatayra to undo the knot. And that would mean, like we explained, the Machlokas Rambam and the Chachmei Ashkenaz, etc. Good? Great. Now, what about cutting a cord? Is that untying a knot?
It depends if you think about your
chayav
for kosher
or
tovah for the
posel
chavolim.
So posel chavolim, finish your thought. Let's say it like this.
If you assume that posel chavolim is a violation of tovah, so there's no counter malach of tovah when you cut it. If you assume that it is, that it's kosher.
So let's be careful though, because posel chavolim means I twine threads. So the equivalent of that would be untwining. If I have like tzitzit strings that are all wrapped together, then I undo it. That would be that would be matir according to the Rambam. But cutting is a totally different pa'ula than undoing. Matir means undoing the kesher. Right? If you remember, we had the question, if both kosher and tofer are malachos of chibur, so why do you need two separate malachos? So some of the Achronim said, Reb Moshe has this in the Tshuva, the Aruch HaShulchan sounds something like this, that the difference between kosher and matir is how do you do it? Do you attach with like a third thing connecting, or do you attach it by wrapping it around and around? And matir means I undo my kesher. Okay. Now, if that's the case, so what about cutting it? Is that an isser of matir? Yeah, I don't know. Like maybe there's a difference in locations of the cord, maybe not. L'cha'ora though, this depends on the chakira as to what is the nature of the melacha of kosher. If it's making a cheftza of a kesher, so I could argue that matir is only when I undo the cheftza of a kesher. But if kosher is a melacha of chibur fundamentally, so then if I undo the chibur, if I do nituk, right, I undo it, so then it's not kosher because I undid the chibur. So look in the Mishnah Berurah here, Sif Katan Zayin. Remember, the Rama said, anytime I'm chayiv for the kosher, right, I'm also chayiv for tofer. Zuck the Mishnah Berurah, Ratzon Olomar, Imhu Kesher Shachayam Na Kishuro, Chayam Na Hetero. Because you pater abo aser or mutar lachatchila gam behetero kainhu. Right, undoing knots has the same halachic status as making the knot. V'chol kesher shemutar lahatiro. Im eno yachol lahatiro mutar lenatko im hu letzorech ve'ein lasos kain b'fnei am ha'aretz shelo yavo lahakel yoser. Okay, so who wants to explain this line in the Mishnah Berurah? There's like a few important diyukim, right? Mishnah Berurah is talking about, can you cut through the thread? Right? I'll give an example. Let's say you go to the bakery and you buy a box of cookies and they're tied together with like the string and the knot, no? Can you cut through the string? By the way, if it's mutter to cut through the string, I could get a scissor to cut it through, because that'd be a kelishim lachter laheter letzorech davar hamutter. No.
How do you just, but if it could be for something else?
So the Rashi has a chiddush that many assume that I can't use a keli shemlachto le'iser mitzarech dabar hamutter if I have a keli shemlachto le'heter that could do it. But when it comes to undoing these types of bakery boxes, so using a knife to undo it is a little bit risky because you could cut yourself. It's much safer to use a scissor, which is technically a keli shemlachto le'iser. So if I could, if I'm allowed to undo the box, the cookie box, if I could undo it by cutting through the knot, so it'd be mutter to cut through the knot with a scissor. Also, assuming I don't have the type of knife, I'm not confident, et cetera, that the knife is going to be usable for this purpose. So look at this Mishnah very carefully in terms of the status of undoing knots, not by undoing the knot, but by cutting through the string.
Well, it sounds like if we don't think that type of knot, a thing sort of catching, then you're allowed to undo it, whether that literally means undoing it or cutting it.
Okay, but you have to read more precisely. Now, as the Mishnah Berurah has a few caveats. Cool. Any kesher, kol kesher shemutar lahetiro, any kesher that I can undo the knot. In other words, it was a loose knot. It was tied for less than one day. It's heter gomer to undo the knot, right? For example, my tie, right? If I want to take a scissor and cut off my tie, right? So any knot that I couldn't undo, zok the Mishnah Berurah im eino yachol lahatiro mutar lanatko. If I can't undo it, if I can't untie it, I'm allowed to cut it. That means if I can untie the knot,
then I have to.
So it's better to untie a knot rather than cutting the string.
Why?
Because, and I can only untie the knot, I can only cut the string im hu letzorech, if it's necessary. Right? Which means that when it comes to cutting the string of my cookie box, right? So is it necessary to have dessert?
Yes.
Right? But let's say I already have three types of dessert and this would be the extra cookies.
So you need this one first. You don't
have the other dessert. Michal's a you're very freaking out. But
over-analyzed. I found three other desserts. What do we have?
But the point is, one could make a case that according to the Mishnah Berurah, there's no heter to cut through the string. Right. Remember, cutting through the string is not so pashut. What type of knot is on the string? Is it the type of knot that you'd be able to undo? Api halacha?
Those are pretty tight.
They're pretty tight.
Yeah.
And they'll last more than a day. Well, right? It'll last more than 7 days, but it's the type of knot that's made by the bakery. And when the bakery ties a knot, the bakery wants it to be undone as quickly as possible. The bakery wants you to eat the cookies right away so that you'll go back to the bakery and buy more cookies. That's what they want.
The cookies also won't last for a week. It tastes good.
But the knot will last for a week.
But they proves that they don't want to be there for the whole week.
So many poskim say that if you have a store and the store owner ties a knot, and the store owner wants it to be undone right away. For example, you know, we'll learn the halacha poseach beis hatzaver b'Shabbos, that like the cleaners used to tie the collar up, right?
The shirts still have that.
Many shirts still have, right? They have like these plastic tie things. So the kavana over there is they want it to be undone as soon as possible. Right? So it's not considered shokayama, even though it's tight and it's a double knot. One could argue, like we spoke about last time, that according to the Ramah, the only issue the ikar hadin is how long you intend for the knot to remain. And the fact that we're machmir on a double knot, etc., is a chumra ba'alma. So therefore, may ikar hadin, you could probably untie the knot on the cookie box. And if I could untie the knot on the cookie box, I'm allowed to cut it, assuming it's letzorech, I need the cookies. But I can't do it when there's an am ha'aretz around, because the am ha'aretz is going to see that I'm cutting through the cookie box, cutting through the string. And the am ha'aretz might think that you're always allowed to get out of knots by cutting. So that seems to be the Psak Halacha according to the Mishnah Brura. So Lamaisa, when it comes to the cookie box, just finish it off. It happens that you can, in most cases, pull the string off the box. No?
Yes.
It just takes a little bit of time.
You could.
Again, so I don't know about I don't know about bakeries in Passaic. But bakeries in the five towns, you can pull the string off, right? Again, that's the basic story. Yeah, Michal?
So I was going to say, before you said that, I was going to say, is there a distinction between the only dessert versus if it's not the only dessert? And in terms of, like, more broadly, this is a broader question, in terms of, like, not making from an avaret, could you just say, like, and now I'm cutting this, but the only reason I'm allowed to cut it is because...
I think that's correct. In other words, the Taz writes that when I'm making on something, b'makom hefzer, and there's an amaretz around, like a yerideya shayla, I should make an announcement. By the way, I'm being mako for the following reason. For some reason, that line of the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah, I forget what the case is, but it's a Taz that ends up in the Mishnah Berurah and Orach Chaim, but the Mishnah Berurah leaves that line out.
That you should make an announcement?
Yeah. So I'm not sure what the exact halacha is. That's a good topic to look into. I don't know. There still is time for cover. What? So again?
Why don't we do Avin Dachol?
Why don't we do Uvda Dachol as a Chabura? Because I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
I mean, it takes a lot of work.
Wait, but so what about the dessert question?
So, again, so what's concerned with Tzorech? So, a couple of years ago, while you had one of these Shabbos programs, and the caterer forgot to bring soda, like Coca-Cola, et cetera. And I think they had some sodas, not others, whatever it was. So the shaila was, could they send a guy out to Costco or whatever to buy a ton of Coca-Cola on Shabbos? So is this Amir al-Nahri, right? Is this Amir al-Nahri to do a dairaisa? Maybe not. The guy could theoretically walk. Well, the guy's going to drive, but theoretically the guy could walk to Costco, I guess.
They can't walk back.
Well, no, you can pull stuff in the wagon, theoretically. I don't know.
That's more like theoretical,
but
they could really do that.
No, I don't know. But Rav Schechter was mekel on going to Costco or whatever to buy the soda because he felt that that's considered a miral nachri l'tzorech su'udas Shabbos. Wow. Now, in the Amiral nachri book written by Rabbi Simcha Bunim Cohen, so he says explicitly, quotes Rav Scheinberg, that explicitly the case of Amir al-Nachri Tzorech Suda Shabbos, which the Ramah is making on, he writes it has to be a real Tzorech Suda Shabbos, like the Kugel, et cetera, but not the soda. It doesn't say the Adukim in soda. It says Adukim in
the Shabbos drink. No, but like, can I ask you a question? Like, that's why I think, like, the example of Kugel is interesting. I would have thought if you said, like, the stew, or like the chicken, the kugel. So if I forget the rice, like what, like?
So again, so the question is like, what's I think the question is like, what's is it a potato kugel? Is it a noodle kugel? And like stam kugel is potato, right? But the point is, what Rav Scheinberg is saying is that it's only considered l'tzorech seuda if it's like mamish achilok l'seuda. Rav Schechter had a broader definition. He found that if it's something that people really want, so it is going to be mutter, amir al-nachri l'tzorech suda, even to do a dairaisa, according to that opinion in the Ramban Reish Ayin Vav. So to bring it back home to the, what's it called, to the cookie box, and when the Mishnah Berurah says it's l'tzorech, we're only meko on cutting through the string l'tzorech, so it really depends on you got to know your audience. Yes, ma'am.
I have an idea. On the last day of shiur, we should bring in like foods that are Shabbos related with potential halachic problems and have an oral bechina.
Oh my gosh.
And we'll bring cookies with the knot, and we'll bring a not flatbed.
No, but the cookies have rewards on it. Happy birthday! Words with the thing while we're like stirring them up. I don't know. We have the
dipping it in tea. Are we
dipping it in tea? This is clever.
This is clever. I think that was the whole bechina though. Because last semester was Bishul. I don't know, like.
That's the whole thing on the box.
Yeah, understood.
And I can bring in my sheet though.
Yes. And the comb.
And the teacle at the same time.
Now, what about the breaking the box itself? I have cookies in the box.
Well, is that Matzah or is it Rebecca
So is it Soser? It is a thing in the stira b'kelim. This is a very flimsy keli. It's like a mustiki. So l'cha'ora, one can make a case that if you hold, it might be better to, again, this is a little bit warped halachic thinking, might be better to take a knife and stab your cookie box to get the cookies out rather than cutting the string. Michal thinks this is ludicrous.
Speaking about Binyan Michalim, sometimes on Shabbos, if I forget to open cans before and I stab it like Rav Willard,
yeah,
I get annoyed. Because the things you're usually stabbing are like pickles and tuna and they smell bad.
You're talking about stabbing the bomb like of tuna, not stabbing like a bottle cap.
I think the whole thing was if you really thought that there was Binyan Bekelim, then there also should be Stira Bekelim, so even breaking the bottle.
Again, so there's a machlokas between the Chazanish and the rest of Judaism. What is the problem with making, let's say, in a tuna can, right? What's the problem in opening it? Right. Is the problem bona or is the problem soser? Do I assume that a sealed keli has a din of a keli? So I think the Chazanish assumes that it's soser, right? And most assume that it's bona. If you assume it's bona, so then making a hole in it is not the normal derech of binyan. It's not like a pesach na'eh. So that would be better. Or you make a hole. Some say that you should like make a hole in the bottom and then open the top. Right? Maybe hold it so sair, so it could be it's going to be worse if you make the hole. Right? So that's it. So what about making a hole in the box? So in this sefer, the Tal Malachos, Rabbi Simon's friend, Chaim Talman Gutman, the Satmar Dayan, so he argues that it's better to make a it's better to like cut open the box rather than undoing the knot. Undoing the knot, you also have to deal with the issue of Ein Lasos came if Ne'ama Aretz because they might do it, etc. Right? Going through the box, well, the assumption is that no one is going to be medame, like ripping a cardboard box to a significant stira of kelim. Remember, according to Tosfos, when I say ain being your stira bekelim, that just means if it's not being in gomer, not stira gomer, stira gomura. Right? So his argument, which I have not seen in any other sefer, his argument is that it might be better to make a hole in the box of cookies rather than cut through the string. Good?
Beautiful. The box of the end.
What?
Can you fold the box?
Can I fold the box when it's done? So again, what's the iser in folding? I thought the iser in folding is that it's some sort of making a keli potentially, like origami or whatever. But if I fold something to be recycled, I don't think that's a problem.
Like it's not shokayama anyway.
What?
Not shokayama?
I mean, we decided last time that we don't like that svar, that throwing it out is not shokayama, because it's against Rashi, even though Rav Shlomo Mizama defended the Rashi. Right, that was the end of Shir last time. We defended how the Rashi is not a raya. So that's one issue in Matir. Next issue in Matir, the famous Chaya Adam. If I intend to make a knot that will be undone, it's a loose knot, etc., the type of knot that could be undone within 24 hours, it's a loose knot, I'm tying my shoes, And then I end up by mistake tying a more serious knot. So can I undo that more serious knot that I ended up tying? Right? I try to make a knot that for sure is mutter to untie, but the knot became the type of knot which theoretically is usher to untie, especially because we are choshesh for the Rambam that any, or we're choshesh for the Ramah's understanding that any double knot is considered kesher uman. So now it became a double knot. So maybe I can't undo my shoelaces once I tied it. Now, so we discussed it by Galila a little bit, in meaning that there's a heter of derabbanan nats v'tzorech mitzvah, and there's also a heter of derabbanan nats v'tzorech sa'ar. So most assume that if I can't undo my shoe, and then first you can't fall asleep with your shoes on. This I know. It's actually a Gemara in Yuma that you don't sleep with your shoes. It's a Gemara at the beginning of the. That people don't do it in terms of the. It sounds from the ground that you shouldn't actually. I fall asleep my shoes all the time when I sleep on the couch. When I go into bed, I actually take off my shoes. Whatever. I'm not going to ask a survey whether people take off their shoes when they go into bed. My assumption is that most human beings do. Right? Sophia agrees with me. So look at the Chai Adam. Right? Yeah. So the Mishnah. Yeah, 1 second. So the Mishnah Brura writes at the end of Sifkat and Chaf Gimel, which is the bottom of page 13, Mikomakum darko lasos aniva ubelo kavona nikshar dino kesher sha'aso ilahatir b'chol yom. Right, the Mishnah Brura says it, that if I usually make an aniva, a bow, which we paskin against the time of Reb Yehuda, we paskin it's mutter to make bows, and belo kavona it became knotted. So it's like a kesher that you undo every day, and it's going to be mutter. Meaning to say, it's not considered shokayama because you didn't have kavana that it should be shokayama. Look in the Chaya Adam himself. Chaya Adam writes, kesher osir lahatir b'chol yom lo mikri kesher u'mutter l'kosho lahatiro. Then you're allowed to cut it. So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Chaya Adam the way it appears straight in the Chaya Adam. He quotes it word for word. The Chaya Adam has another sefer in Hilchos Shabbos called Zichro Toras Moshe. No? Chaya Adam had a son named Moshe who was Nifter young. And when his son was Nifter, he wrote a Kuntres Matzeves Moshe on Hilchos Avelos. And which is, by the way, where the Chai Adam gives you all the rules of how you do a tahara, how you prepare a body for burials, all in the Kuntres Matzeves Moshe. And Rabbi Zon, who's the head of like the Chevra Kaddishas in the New York area, he's gavaldic, he's a tremendous tzaddik. So Rabbi Zon pointed out when he spoke at a Zion Adar Siyam in Maishol, he said that like the Chaya Adam keeps on writing about this way that they do a tahara is wrong, and this way is wrong, and the proper way is like this, this, and this. So the community that does the taharas in every way that the Chaya Adam says not to do it is Breuers. In Breuers, they mamish, they have a totally different procedure of dealing whatever, they have a totally different procedure of dealing with bodies, and they do all the stuff the Chaya Adam says not to do. That's what Rabbi Izon pointed out. Okay, but in the Chaya Adam Zichru Toras Moshe, if I'm not mistaken, he says that you're only allowed to undo a knot that happened accidentally if there's a real tzorech. That part does not make it to the Chaya Adam nor to the Mishnah Berurah. What exactly this means, how you reconcile these like minor stiras in the postgame, I don't know. I don't know, but that seems to be the pshat. That seems to be the pshat. This idea that something that happens on its own is not considered shokayama comes up in the Magen Avraham, which is what we're going to be learning in a few minutes. So let's, any questions on Matir, or do we go on to the next malacha? The next malacha, which we'll do, is Korea. Right, so with Matir, we spoke about cutting the string, right? And we spoke about if the knot happens on its own, and there seems to be a bit of a stira between the Svarm and the Chaya Adam on this Nakuda. I believe, let's go to Korea. I really am going to have to organize these source sheets as the, this is one of my summer projects. Turn to page 40 in the notes. Okay, what we've basically done, by the way, is we've gone through what's called the Siddur of Begadim this semester, right? We did Gozes, we didn't do the Ariga. We did Gozes, we did Melabe, we did Soveya, right? We did Menapet, that's Michal's favorite, right? We did Mechateich, his Mechat, right? We did Mechateich. We did kosher, tofer, right? Kosher and matir, tofer, right? And the opposite of tofer is now korea. That's what we're up to.
Is that the last one?
This is like the last one in the Sidur of Begadim, but we skipped Oseh Shtei Batei Nirin and Potseya and Oreg.
What is Potseya?
And Potseya is that you pull the strings off of the loom, and yeah, you pull the string. What?
Is there any application of that? Other than pulling strings off?
And you have to look at my niece's Lamed Tes Melachos book for 3-year-olds.
What's it called?
My first Hilchos Shabbos book or something. My first Hilchos Shabbos Sefer. And you're not going to find it online because she made like only like 200 copies to sell at the sperm sale, and she's going to make more after.
Sarah Greenberg?
Yes. Oh, it's online? No way.
Yeah.
It says reviewed by me, no?
Do you know? Okay. There's a preview. Is she Rose Schwartz Creek?
Right. Sarah Greenberg is my niece, right? That's Tequila Berger Lipsky's sister.
Why is her last name
Greenberg? Because she married someone named Moshe Greenberg and Tequila.
Yes. So thank you to my parents, Rabbi Dr. Gitzlak and Dr. Lisa Berger.
Right. That's my sister.
Michael Greenberg and Moshe
Greenberg.
What?
Tequila Berger have a sister in seminary.
Who?
Tequila Berger, doesn't she have a sister in seminary?
Yes, Brandy. Yeah, she's in. I mean, she came back already. She was in MMY. She just came back. Yeah.
Oh, because for some reason I thought she was the one that made the book.
No, it's the older one. There are six girls and one boy in my sister's family. Okay, page 40. Page 40. It's very cute.
It's like such practical examples.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. That's not.
Exactly.
Remember, there's. I officially reviewed it, and there's like one or two things that the publisher said. One, two of my thoughts that the publisher said you couldn't. Like, I wanted to include klishlishi as a legitimate kula, and the publisher says no. You can only talk about making tisens. I'm like,
you get your haskam on the book.
Thanks. It says it has my name.
It does.
Yeah. Okay. Didn't realize that it's online already. Okay.
The whole book.
But there are three volumes.
There's no preview in the book.
There, Volume 2, I think, is out already. Volume 3 is, we're working on it still. Okay, so the Malach of Korea. The Gemara says that Korea in the Mishkan was done, that when they have a Yiriya, and in the Yiriya begins to fall apart, so what they would do is they'd make a rip so that you could then sew it up evenly. If you have like a little hole, like a worm got into the urea, okay? So in order to sew it up, you would rip it. So that's Korea Almanas Litpar. Right? That's the basic din of Korea in the Mishnah. Does Korea have to be Almanas Litpar? Meaning, we spoke about how certain malachos, the Almanas, is part of the definition of malacha, right? Mocheg almanas lechtov, right? The question is, what about if I do it for a constructive purpose, but it's not almanas litpar, right? So if I am korea basnisht, that I'm korea something, but it's a constructive thing, but it's not almanas litpar, is that going to be mutter? What, I mean, I'm not thinking about a good case, but let's look at the Rambam, then we'll look at Tosfos, etc. So Rambam Perek Yud Halacha Yud. HaKorea Kedei Litpar Shtei Tfiros, Amanas Litpar Shtei Tfiros is Chayiv. Avo Korea Lahafsidus Potter, Neshu Mekalkel. HaKorea Bachamoso, O Almeis, Shu Chayiv Lekra Alav, Chayiv Neshu Miyashiv Estaito, Bedover Zeh, Vianuach Yitro. Right, so the Rambam begins that Korea is your Korea Shtei Tfiros or Amanas. Korea Shtei Tfiros, Amanas Lipar Shtei Tfiros, you're going to be Chayiv. If I'm Korea Lahafsid, that's Mekalkel. If I'm Korea because I'm angry, right? Or I'm Korea because it's a situation, right, when unfortunately a person has to tear Kriya for a relative and the like. So that is considered constructive ripping. And then you're also chayiv. HaPoseach Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos is chayiv. If I open the Beis HaTzavar, right? We spoke about this like 3 minutes ago, right? I Poseach Beis HaTzavar on Shabbos. What's that? What's so funny? We actually spoke. I know, it's very emotional. Like we're learning Korea. Like I understand. But like Poseach Beis HaTzavar on Shabbos is Chayiv. According to the Rambam, there are two chidushim here. One is that the Molacha of Korea, Beis HaTzavar, if I have to categorize it, under which Molacha does it fall? So the Rambam says, L'chaorah?
Korea.
No? That is one chidush in the Rambam. This is only a chiddush because if you look in the Ritva in middle of page 41, the Ritva quotes from Rashi, etc., that the malacha that you violate by Peseach Beis HaTzavar is tikkun kli.
Is this?
The Ritva, yeah. In the middle of page 41.
But it's Tikkun Kli, what
Malacha
is
that? Tikkun Kli is Makim Patish. Right? The Gemara says it's both in Shabbos Memches and in Makis Daf Gimel. HaPoseach Beis HaTzavar B'Shabbos is Chayiv Chatos. The Ritva begins why the Gemara quotes this situation, etc. U'Pirish Rashi. Poseach Beis HaTzavar Mamish, Sha'asa Pesach Chodesh L'Chaluk B'Shabbos, you're opening the collar somehow. You're Chayiv Neshe Tikkun Kli. Peirush, D'nihi D'lo Mechayiv Mishum Koreya Almanas Litbar, Mechayiv Mishum Tikkun Kli, Mishum Tev Gemar Melacha, V'tol De B'Makeh B'Patish, Da Yisei Afiyol B'Kelem, etc. Right, so what's the Ritva saying within Rashi?
It's not Korea.
It's not Korea. Why? It's Makarpatish, not Korea. The Pashtus, I think if you read the Ritva carefully, right? Because it's not almanas litbar. When I buy a new shirt and it comes like with those plastic zip ties or whatever they are, right? And I undo it, it's not almanas to redo it. Ain't never going to be redone. But afilu hachi, right? The Rambam says, I'm chayiv mishum koreya. Precisely because I'm never going to redo it, Rashi says it's not koreya. According to Rashi, it's makeh bepatish, tikkun mana. Right? So there are two nekudos of machlokes over here between Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi presumably holds that the malacha of koreya has to be koreya almanas litpar. And if you read Rashi in the, probably should have put this on the source sheets also, Rashi in the Mishnah on Ayin Gimel, where the Mishnah says that it has to be koreya almanas litpar, Rashi writes, the hole is too round, you can't sew it properly. Ellen can core on unless you rip it in the fashion gemara. Avo korea shalolist par lo heavy bemishkan. Zakt Rashi, korea shalo amanas lit par was not in the Mishkan. Meaning to say, the amanas lit par is part of the definition of the mloch of korea. You're only chayiv if you do in the way that it's in the Mishkan. Rashi is not saying, okay, new Yiddish word, that's the algemeiner din. Algemeiner means the general halacha. Rashi is not saying the algemeiner, there used to be a newspaper, the algemeiner journal, right? So algemeiner means general, right? So Rashi is not saying that's the algemeiner din of mekalkel versus metakein. Right, Rashi's saying that the reason why it has to be amanas litpar is because azoy haben zegatin mishkan, because that's what they did in the Mishkan. I feel bad, like the semester is almost over. I haven't taught you enough Yiddish.
Right. I've never heard that one. That's what we're doing. I've never heard far fetched about it.
Yeah, you've never heard that far fetched as Yiddish?
No, that's the only.
I've that's the only that Yiddish word that you know. Yeah. Right. So algorithm is like real Yiddish, but the kitcha ma'aseh. Right, when the Rambam says that Poseach based on Tzavar and Shabbos is Chayiv, the Rambam includes it in Korea, which means l'cha'ora that the Rambam holds that the Malacha is Korea, Nitvi Rashi, like we saw, like the way the Ritva quotes Rashi. Now, the Chazon Ish writes that the Rambam does not really believe that Poseach based on Tzavar is Korea. The Rambam includes it in the dinim of Korea because the Maisa that I'm doing is a Maisa Kriya. But if I'd have to categorize the Malacha, I'd categorize it as Makeh B'Patish. That's what the Chazon Ish writes in Siman Nun Aleph. Now I see looks of disbelief, like four of them, right? Like everyone's like, I don't know. I'm not exactly, the Chazon Ish can't accept that the Rambam is saying that you're really chayiv alts koreya. The Chazon Ish refuses to accept that idea.
Why not? Can't you just say amanas litpar is not definitional?
The Chazon Ish does not want to say it and will.
Especially with the Rambam, it was all about things that are constructive. So. Right, if you're ripping something out of anger because you need to.
Well, those points are in the Gemara. Everyone is masking to those points, right? That if it's constructive kriya, I'm chayiv. But let's learn the Tosfos together. Right? You see the Tosfos on the top of page 41? It's amazing how many sources we have.
We just say how right you can be talking.
What?
Does say, he does say that word,
Rambam. Where's Rambam saying Hariyokim Mitakein? Oh, Hariyokim Mitakein B'chayiv. Right, what the Rambam means over there, that's an interesting point, is that when I rip to get rid of my anger, so it's not destructive ripping, it's constructive ripping, and consequently I'm Chayiv Alts Koreya. That's the Pashtus in the Rambam.
Yeah, but I'm saying the word choice according
the word choice of metakein means metakein as opposed to mekalkel, not metakein in the sense of tikkun kli.
Yeah.
Right? It's hard to imagine that ripping a shirt, like when the person tears kriya, Rahman Litzlan, that is, right? It's hard to imagine that's considered metakein mana when you rip a shirt, right? Yeah. Or kriya. But look at Tosis in Shabbos Ayin Gimel. I'm fairly certain we discussed this Tosis already this semester. The Gemara says that Zomer v'tzarech va'etzim is chayiv shtayim, right? If I prune a tree and you need the wood, so you chayiv. Okay. Mivuar, oh, I'm sorry. Nira, so Tosis. Nira da'filu l'Rabbi Yehuda d'machayim locha shein tzrich l'gufa b'inan tzarech va'etzim d'lo mikri be'etzim kotzer ela b'inyin zeh. Etc. Zaktosis. Zomer v'tzarech la'itzim. You have to need the wood. If you do not need the wood, N-E-E-D, if you do not need the wood, so you are not going to be chayiv, even according to the Tana Reb Yehuda, that you chayiv amlacha shein tzricha l'gufa, but you're not going to be chayiv in this case. Because by definition, Zoktosis, the malach of kotzer has to be that you need the wood. Kotzer without needing the wood is not kotzer. But if you remember when we learned gozes, we spoke about the shita in Taisvis versus the rivash, about like, are you only chayiv on gozes if you actually have some need for the fingernails? Right? Remember that? That was like a little bit of a interesting Taisvis. Right, but that's within the Tana Reb Yehuda that it has to be that you need what you cut off. Tosis is saying now that even according to the that halacha would be that I need the nails according to the Tana Reb Shimon that malacha shein tzrichel gufas pater. It has to be that you need the nails in order to be chayiv, because or else it's a malacha shein tzrichel gufa. But Tosis is saying that with respect to the malacha of kotzer, you have to need the wood. If you do not need the wood, that's not kotzer. Okay, grand. But that is not the part of Tosis that's interesting for my purposes now. So it says, midi deheva, hakorei amnas litbor umochek amnas lichtov. What does Tosis mean with that line? Dun 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 dun. Mida dehava korea amenas litpar. What Tosis means is that just like kotzer, the definition of the malacha is that you need the wood, so also korea, the definition of the malacha is it has to be amenas litpar. The amenas litpar is not just a way of making it halachically constructive as opposed to destructive. The amenas litpar is part of the definition of koireya. Right? This Tosfos is like Rashi or like the Rambam?
It's like Rashi.
Right? Tosis agrees with Rashi, Lachaora. Tosis is saying that the definition of koireya has to be koireya almanas litpar. Without the almanas, das is nish koireya. Look at Reb Kiva Eger, though, in the Goyin Hashas. Right. Read the Reb Kiva Eger and tell me what he's saying. And we're on page 41 in the Goyen Hashas of Reb Kiva Eger on this Tosis. I mean, the truth is, it's going to be hard to understand. But Tosis, but Reb Kiviger is saying the kashali misugya do kama and kuf dalad amid beis. You see that? In like the third line of Reb Kiviger? Right? The sugya of kuf dalad amid beis is the dinim of korea bechamaso and korea almeso. So Reb Kiviger is asking from those dinim on the Tosis. Right? What's the kasha?
Well, that's not
Amnas Litbar. That's not Amnas Litbar, you're still chayiv. If you hold the Amnas Litbar as part of the his pot and parcel, if you're from Boston, if it's pot and parcel, the definition of Malacha, so then it can't be that Korea Almeso is going to be chayiv. Now, that's a very strong kasha.
That is a super strong kasha. This kasha leads the Bir Halacha to say that Rashi and Tosfos do not mean that the Almanas is a chelek in the Malacha.
That makes a lot of sense.
Well, yeah. They say it.
Yeah. Why? Is that what Rashi said? It's like, it didn't happen in the Mishkan. Yeah, but meaning, what's behind that? Like, why? I mean, if you're saying the definition of the Malacha, is it not so really?
It, and as you're basically asking Reb Kiviger's kasha, how could it be definitional to Malacha if Korea Almeso is chayiv?
I mean, the reason that you're assuming it's definitional to Malacha is because what are you assuming the definition of the Halacha is? So that's usually...
It's tautological. Right?
Not but, really. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, but the point is, though, Tosis says it, doesn't he? Doesn't Tosis write that Zomer requires Tzarech La'itim, just like Korea requires Almanas Litbar? It sounds like Tosis is saying this is the Malacha. This is the definition of the Malacha.
Yeah, but that would just be because of what that means. You know what I mean?
Not sure.
Doesn't have to mean, saying that this would require Amanas, just like Mochi requires Amanas or whatever, might not be saying that that's part of the definition, but there's a reason why things need that part, the Amanas, is because it represents something, it means more, whatever.
But then what's the connection to Zomer and Tzarech La'etzim? Right, Tosis is using Zomer. Tosis is proving his chiddush by Zomer v'tzarech la'etzim. He's proving it from Korea Amanas Litbar. Yeah. When I underline stuff, do you see it on your screens or not?
No.
Okay. So let's try to do this Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha is the top of page 42. It's a massive Bir Halacha. Huh? So he quotes that this is the Lashon of the Rambam, etc. Right? So the Bir Halacha says that the Rambam holds, and we already noted this, that the Rambam holds that you do not really need Almanas. All you need is that it is a constructive action. Ah. Ulapela alabes Yosef. Shekosa besimin shin yudzayin lemilse de pshita de posea pesatzavar is not korea mishum it's korea shalo Almanas litpar. Right? The Beis Yosef is Shver, says the Mishnah Brura, says the Bir Halacha. Because in Simin Shin Yud Zayin, in the Dino of Poseach Amna, Poseach Beis HaTzavar, so we say that's Maka B'Patish, right? Tikkun Mone. It's not Korea. Why is it not Korea? Because it's not Korea, Amnas Litbar. Like we spoke about 7 minutes ago, maybe 11 minutes ago, whatever it is. But says the Mishnah Brura, says the Bir Halacha, 1 second. This idea that you need Almanas is true according to some, let's hold that in abeyance, but it's not true according to the Rambam. And in Simon Shin Mem, he writes like the Rambam that Korea Amnas Latakin is going to be Chayiv. Ube Emes. Muchach Kain Behedya Migamara. Kufhei. Bekorea Bechamasa. Val Mesa Mutal Olav. Right? And it's clear in the Gemara that what? That any constructive kriya is going to be chayiv. Right? So the Bir Halacha is saying that you, of course, you do not need almanas as like a chilek of the definition of the malacha, because the Gemara says that korea b'chamoso is going to be chayiv. Achar kach motzasi shiraya zu. Muva bedivrei hagon reb kiva eger begon yom shalom. You see that? I'm like 10 lines into the bir halacha. Vegam kolad varim ikaran mevuan nishmas adam, etc. Unedaber bazeh lekaman. So, whoa, thank you. Now, the point is that the Mishnah Brura is quoting that reb kiva eger is saying this same yesod, that it cannot be that the almanas is part of the definition of the malacha, because how then would you square it with korea almeso? Ach, you see in the brackets? Ach, mashakosav shamagon reb kivega. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines into this bir halacha. Mashakosav shamagon reb kivega. The medivri atosvis. Masha debeinon amnas litbar mamish. Yesh lidchos, ready Michal, de shigra delishna hu betoisvis, vikavanosam hu de kishain sarchla etzim, ein shayim kotzer olav, lechiyuv, de ein osetikum bedavahan nikzar gufa, vidumya de korea debeinon amnas litbar latake, du dimya de litbar, etc. Zucked the bir halacha. Right? There is. The way the Rav used to say is that one time he had two grandfathers, right? Reb Elia, most of us have two grandfathers. Reb Elia Prishner, right? Reb Elia Feinstein, and Reb Chaim. Right? Reb Elia Prishner was his mother's father. So there was a discussion about whether Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaGavra or Chovas HaTzibor, no? So there's a Ramban in Megillah that says that it's that sounds like Kriyas HaTorah is a Chovas HaTzibor. And apparently Reb Chaim reinterpreted that Ramban. So the Rav used to say that Reb Elia Prishner said about Reb Chaim, Midzayin Litvisha Ivra Hoter Opgemachtim Ramban. No? With his Lithuanian Ivra, he reinterpreted, he undid the Ramban. So over here, the Mishnah Brura is Mitzayin Litvisha Ivra, right? He is saying that Tosfos doesn't mean what we said Tosfos meant. Tosfos does not mean what Reb Kiva Eger felt Tosfos meant. Tosfos means that you're only chayiv by Zomer and Tzarech La'etzim, because it has to be constructive. Just like Korea has to be constructive and therefore it has to be Almanas Litbar, but it doesn't really have to be Almanas Litbar. Almanas Litbar is just a way of razzle dazzling saying that it's constructive. If it's not Almanas, it's going to be Mekalkel. So the Mishnah Brura reinterprets the Tosfos. He says that the pshat, what we thought in the Tosfos, is not what Tosfos says. And he goes on and on and on. And he says, nobody says that the definition of Korea is that you need Amanas Litpar, with the exception of a Ritva in Makis. Where is that line? And he says that no one besides the Ritva in Makis says that you need Almanas as part of the definition. The difficulty I have, and I could try to find the line in the in the Ritva. I find it easier to locate stuff like in the actual Svarim rather than on the computer screen. But the difficulty I have with this is because we saw the Ritva is quoting Das Rashi. He's not just saying it on his own. The Stipler has an essay where he says that Korea al Meso and Korea b'chamoso, you don't need Almanas Litpar. You only need Almanas Litpar when the act is a destructive act itself. And we have to redo the act later on. And we have to be Mechaya Mesim on what would otherwise be a destructive act. Meaning B'shar Rishona, it's destructive. I want to say I need it to become constructive later. So I have to have almanas litpar to make it constructive later. And in those situations, the almanas ends up being definitional to the malacha. But in a case where the maisa ha-malacha itself, bishar rishona, is constructive, the moment you tear something, almeso or bachamoso, it is constructive. Therefore, you're going to be chayif right away. By the way, the Ritva, the way the Bir Halacha quotes it is, here, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom of page 42. That the Ritva quoted in the Kesef Mishnah, who says that you need an Amnas Litpar, is Dafka, that's a Yechidahi. And the Gemara is against him, like Reb Kiva Eger asked, right? So the Bir Halacha says that you cannot possibly say that the Almanas is part of the definition of the Malacha. The Stipler in that essay works very hard to resurrect the Shita because it's the Pashtus in the Rashi and it's the Pashtus in the Taisvis. It's very, very hard to undo it. I wanted to suggest as follows. One second. Not let. I had a different suggestion within the Rambam, but it's not necessary. Not necessary for now. Okay, so this is like the Hakdama that we have to Korea. What we'll have to do next time, Amir Hashem, is I want to get to the Shaila about ripping toilet paper on Shabbos. Okay? That's what we'll try to talk about next time. That's the Korea Shaila. It's also a Mechatech Shaila that we spoke about very briefly. But in order to get there, we need this Hakdama. If you hold, right? Let's go. Let's just process it very briefly. If you hold by definition, Korea has to be Almanas Litpar. What? It's not. Right? Ripping toilet paper is not Almanas Litpar, no? Right? If you hold that's just some sort of constructive ripping, someone can make a case that's Mamish going to be Chayiv Min HaTorah, and there are huge nafgaminos, but Chayiv Min HaTorah, or whether it's only Aser Midrabbanon, etc. What? Kavod HaBrios. Can I be Mekel under Rabbanon's for Kavod HaBrios? Exactly. That's what we're going to get to. Right? That's going to be the conversation next time in Yitz Hashem. Good? Questions, comments, observations? So, Sarah likes the fact that like a lot of the examples I bring have to do with toilets. Like we learn Sovea, we learn Korea. The fact that you didn't say it doesn't mean that it wasn't in the back of your mind. Okay. Should I turn off the recording?
Yeah.